We, right. Okay. Oh, we need a funny thing from the beginning, don't we? Just use this.
Just use that. Done. Play the theme.
Done. Season four.
Who'd have thought it?
Geraldine Allen.
Back in whenever we started.
Whenever did we start this? God knows. 2017, I guess. 2018. Oh, whenever. A million years ago.
but here we are, season four, 2021, after the shocker of last year, where it didn't actually take place, but it did in our hearts and minds with Fantasy Eurovision. So this year, it is going to be taking place?
Maybe. I guess we'll find out in Parish Notices.
Parish News. Oh, yeah. It would be good if I can get the name right. Look, let's just play the jingle.
Do the jingle.
Parish notices. Hit me with your parish notices.
Parish notice number. I mean, to be fair, this episode is all parish notices because we're setting it up. We're setting up the series. So, Parish Notice 1 is what the hell is happening this year?
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked, let me tell you. So, the Eurovision Song Contest is due to happen in Rotterdam and in the third week of May. So, semi-finals will take place on the 18th and the 20th of May, and the grand final takes place on the 22nd of May. Obviously, coronavirus is still a big deal. For example, Italy have just gone into a lockdown again. And although we are doing okay in our vaccination program here in the UK, other countries in Europe aren't as progressed as we are. Try really hard not to make that political. So it's all sort of, this is the plan, but we don't know what's going to happen. But that is the vague plan. They want the contest to go ahead. They want it to be then. They want there to be an audience. So that's their plan.
I'm thinking... So I saw something the other day where, because their plan B is that it will go ahead. It's going to go ahead. So there is going to be a competition of some description this year. But it may be that there isn't anyone watching them in real life.
They've said that there's no tickets on sale at the moment. Yeah. And they will make a decision in mid-April as to whether or not there'll be a live audience. And if there are, basically, if you had a ticket to last year's contest, then they will get in contact with you and offer you the chance to buy a ticket to this year's contest. If you didn't have a ticket for last year's contest, there is no way in hell that you're going.
That you're going to go and get one and be there. I think it was James Newman that was saying, now I've avoided our song up to this point. He was saying that it looks like they will go out there, quarantine in the hotel for 2 weeks, and then literally get bussed to the stadium, perform, and then get bussed back. You've got to feel for the people that are performing, because half of the joy of Eurovision is the social aspect and the atmosphere and being there and being part of the Eurovision village. And so they're not going to get that this year, whatever happens. Even if there's an audience, it's literally going to be in your hotel, out to out to the competition and then back. And, you know, yeah, you've just got to hope that there's no opera singer keeping you awake, like with Suri. But, yeah, I'm glad we're not performing in it this year, Michael. That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway.
The I mean, the theme is the same, open up. And yes, the presenters are the same. And they've said that the logo is new, but it looks the same to me.
It looks the same.
So it looks the same.
Maybe it's, so instead of it saying 2020, it says 2021. And maybe that's how it's different.
Hang on a minute. I'm just reading up. Like last year, the logo and concept was developed by agency Clever. Blah, 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 blah. They've extended the style from last year to 2021 and retained the simple but added a festive touch to celebrate the return. Oh. So basically it's the same.
It's the same.
They've been paid another fee by changing maybe like one colour, but it's the same.
And they've just added some... Well, no, I mean, the amount of effort it takes to create waffly bullshit to justify using the same logo is money well spent in itself.
So, absolutely.
Well done. Fab. What are the news?
So the UK has revealed its song. James Newman is representing us again. So that mostly that's what's happening. The last year's artist from each country is representing them again, should they wish to. But with a new song. It has to be a new song to fit in with the ESC rules.
Some of them aren't. Places like Sweden that have Melodifestivalen, because that's a huge competition in itself. So they didn't want to just give the same person from last year. They want to keep that competition going because obviously it's revenue making as well. So they've got new people coming in. And I think, was it Norway? She was offered to enter their competition again, but not to go straight through, but to go straight through to the final of the competition. And she said no, because her she was releasing a new song anyway, and she didn't want to muddy the water. And basically, it had taken her ages to get to the Eurovision finals. And then she was like, I'm not going back to do that competition again, and then not making it. So she pulled out. But yeah, I think a lot of the people are the same.
And do we know why the delicious Tom Lieb isn't coming back?
I've no idea why he's not coming back. I think it's because he wants to move here and marry me. but I wouldn't have begrudged him doing Eurovision. So maybe we should have had the conversation first, Tom, before you just pulled out. I don't know, because I don't think France don't do a competition either. I think they just select them, don't they? So do you know what? I'm going to look it up in my stalking of Tom Lieb. I will look up why he's not. He could have, I mean, he's an actor, comedian and musician, so he could have been, he could be doing something else.
He could be.
In these crazy, crazy corona times. But they've got somebody new in.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Maybe it's just because the French are so cool that, you know, it's not cool to go back.
Yeah, it looks desperate. Looks desperate. Yeah. Don't go back.
On his Wikipedia page, he said last June, in fact, so straight off the bat, he would not represent France in the Eurovision Song Contest 2021.
Oh, Tom.
So hot. Anyway, so for those of you who live in the United Kingdom, you will know that Eurovision is loved by some, but generally as a whole is pretty derided and no one takes it very seriously. And so when Jerry and I discussed that the song was going to be released last Thursday, but we wouldn't have time to record together until Tuesday, we were like, so we just don't look up the song and listen to it. No problem. Except this year, the United Kingdom has decided that it really loves Eurovision and you cannot avoid the bloody song. We have spent 4 days running out of rooms where radio and televisions are going, la, 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 la.
I've been in silence. I've had to mute television when they do like a little news report because they've been playing it. I've
trained Mark, so the other day, like, I wasn't even really paying attention, but the radio was on and he just was like, Alexa, stop. And I was like, what did you do that for? He's like, there was the opening bars of the Eurovision song. So I was like, oh, okay, thanks.
I just love the idea idea of you just sat there quiet. He's so well trained. Well done, Mark. So, Alexa, stop. should we propose
the gang and watch it and then give our opinion this year?
Give our two penneth. Okay, see you in a sec. Bye. Out of the embers, you and I. Well, there we are.
I think I like it.
Yes. Okay.
It's not going to win. It's not going to win. But
I actually like the tune. I don't know if I like him singing it.
There is that.
That's my thing. But the thing that I will give to James Newman is the fact that he can write an earworm. Because last year I did keep singing Last Breath.
Give me my last
Nest. Breath. Yeah, I kept singing that. And then I know that I'm going to be... I know that I'm going to be singing that. I think my main problem with the video is that they're clapping out of time with the claps.
Yeah. Oh, also the weird thing where he licks his own face. What was that?
Yeah. No, that's not. But it's not offensive. I feel like it's just a different class to say like ones last year that we heard. I haven't heard that many from this year yet. I've purposefully been ignoring them. So yeah, it'd be interesting. The one thing I will say, no, it's not the one thing, because I've already said one thing. Another thing that I'll say about James Newman is there does seem, like you were saying, to be a massive drive to promote it this year. He's on everything. I've seen him on everything. And bless him, the impression that I had of him before was that he was a bit sort of aloof about it all. And he was like, he'd been drafted in as an award winner to write this song and blah, 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 blah. But everything I've seen on him this year, he seems really excited about Eurovision. And I think that is quite cute. Like, yes. He's all like, you know, he's excited about doing it. Maybe you approach them. I really want to do Eurovision. Maybe. I've won a Brit. Let me do it.
If I'd won a Brit, so, I would.
Yeah, totally. Same.
I think it's you go.
I was just probably going to say exactly what you were going to say. I think it's going to grow. I think it's a grower. I like the fact that it's more upbeat. Whoever's doing the video likes to start with an aerial shot of nature.
Yes.
They did that last time. But yeah, sorry. Yes. Carry on.
I just think that it's a fun pop song. It's not like this is a Eurovision song. And to be fair to James, this is what we told him last year. Don't write a Eurovision song. Just write a good pop song. And what will be, will be. And I feel like he's taken our comments on board.
Exactly our comments.
Is this a pop song that will win Eurovision? I don't know. But it's a nice pop song, and I'll happy to send that off with the United Kingdom stamp on it. I was less happy last year.
I tell you what it will be. It will be a wonderful song for idents. That's what they're going to use it for eventually. They're going to use it for some BBC idents.
Yes.
The horn line. But yeah.
Well, I mean, we've got the Olympics coming up this year, so it'll be like, next up on Olympics Today, and that'll be on in the background, the instrumental version. Yes,
exactly.
We'll see what's going on in the pool. We'll have all the action from the equestrian centre.
He's going to make fucking pack it. He's
going
to make...
And Tom Daly's going for gold.
If they weren't thinking about it, they are now, because obviously they're avid listeners of the podcast.
I swear to God, you were going to get a phone call at 3 a.m. one night in August, and I'm like, listen to this!
Yes!
I was right!
Oh, dear. So should we compare it to our last year's winner? We'll not compare it, but should we listen to...
Iceland. Well, surely Iceland are the front runners this year. Like, on going into it, having heard none of the songs, yeah. Iceland are surely who you would pick to win because of the Oscars factor. So, yeah, I feel like we should listen to them as well.
Let's go do that now.
Okay. Oh, thank God, it's basically just the same song.
Yeah. It's very Dua Lipa, isn't it?
Yes, Dua Lipa. Who I love.
Did I just sound...
Why isn't Dua Lipa representing us?
Dua Lipa... Oh, God, I give up. I'm just old.
I had that fantasy the other day, actually. I was like, imagine if Dua Lipa was representing us at Eurovision.
Yeah.
We'd win the shit out of that.
We would win the fucking shit out of it. It is very good. It is a very... He knows his... What I love about him is that he writes for... Basically, he writes for him. He doesn't... He's not trying to write for Eurovision. He's just writing a really good song, and that's his style. If you listen to his stuff, that's his style, him and the band. Mm. And that's what he's done again. They've got lovely, quirky little routines that people can learn. It'd be really interesting to see how it does.
I mean, essentially, they've played the best card they can, which is to essentially enter the same song again. But what they are up against is people like James Newman, who it's a bit like, you know, when you're on set and you're all nervous and you thought you were going to get more direction than you've actually got. And you're like, oh, God, where's the camera? OK.
Yeah.
And then you just barf something out and it's awful. And then the director's like, OK, no, let's try doing it like this. And you're like, OK, yes, no, it's fine. I'm here now.
Yeah.
And then the second take is much better.
Yeah.
So James Newman's got that, basically.
Yeah.
His first take was pretty horrendous, but he's found his feet. But the thing is, though, so everybody who was a bit sketchy, they've had a year to sort their shit out.
Yeah, and also...
Whereas Iceland can just do what they did again and hope to be as good.
Yeah, and also everyone knows that what was sort of the zeitgeist. And you've got the thing of,
yes.
A, is it going to be the same again this year? Or... are they going to be affected by the fact that people are like, well, they're really good, but actually we heard that last year.
So actually, will Iceland fall victim of the, like, what I call the United Kingdom factor, where we basically enter in something that did really well last year?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, guys, that was what people wanted to listen to last year. And so, and actually, we haven't done that. We haven't done that this year.
No.
But Iceland have.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't fault them, but I love that shit. But also, yeah, how's it gonna go? It's quite exciting because it means it's not a foregone conclusion.
Exactly.
You know.
However, so. I think. Well, I mean, having heard 2 of 41 songs, it gets my vote.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. Of the two, and we can't vote for James Newman anyway. So
what I just said was entirely empty. Entirely empty.
Oh dear, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to be back in. Did you also, just tagging onto the news on this thing, did you see that the Eurovision film has got an Oscar nom for the song?
Yes, the song is nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah. Amazing.
I forget the name of the song off the top of my head. It's annoying.
I can't remember. Ugh. Probably something to do with fire and ice and stuff. We also did watch the film, and we've never spoken about it. We were going to do an episode on that, weren't we? But we've never spoken about it.
Oh, well, we still can, I suppose. For the next episode, I'd sort of planned a this is what other people did. So obviously we did Fantasy Eurovision, but the ESC, they did their Love Shine a Light thing, and the BBC did their thing. And we can talk about the Eurovision movie there as well.
Yes, let's do
that. Also, I discovered only today that Nikki French did a Zoom 20-year anniversary performance of Don't Play That Song Again. Oh, how did we miss this? So we are getting into that next episode.
Yeah, and we're getting her on. I'm sorry, but we are getting her on the show.
Nikki, if you're listening, call me. Yeah. Call us. The song is called Husavik. That's the song that has been nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, well done. And it will, you know, they're really trying to get the USA into Eurovision, aren't they, with that?
Well, that's where the money is.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing is, though, I mean, we say this periodically, but does that mean that, you know, eventually the United States will be in Eurovision? Mm. I feel like Australia is a special case, and they've a long-held affection. And plus, everybody in Australia, you know, almost came from the Europe in the first place.
Yes.
You know, apart from the Aboriginals.
lived there originally. I think they would have to do a lot. They would have to prove a lot. Because aren't they doing... They're doing their own version in the US, aren't they?
Are they?
And that was the thing. I think that they would have to prove that that's successful and that they understand it.
I just don't think they get the... I think joining the party at this stage, you know, when it's like big and commercial and it's sort of like the Music Olympics, you're going to miss the spirit of it.
Yes.
And so then just, they're never going to understand it in the way that Europeans and Australia inherently understand it, because we lived through the years when it was pretty shit and you know, with all the name of votes, you know.
When you had to sing in your own language.
Language. I mean, let's not forget. And when you had to dance on stage and then dance off at the end of the song.
And bloody Derek doing all your staging. But yeah, I hope it doesn't, because then it isn't Eurovision and it's not that sort of... And that's the whole point, that it's not this big worldwide thing, that it isn't, you know, and is America just going to come in and ruin it, like with all its capitalism? I'm not saying that all the other countries aren't capitalist, but like, you know, is it just going to come in and be like, oh, you should do this? Is it going to be like that really annoying person, you know, that really annoying sibling that comes in and you're having a perfectly nice time and they come in and go, oh my God, you should do this. And then they make it into something bigger than you intended, and it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, and they just want it like hard and fast. It's a bit like when, this is a niche reference, especially from me, but when they hosted the World Cup in 1994, because they're not really football people, soccer, they're not really soccer people, but they introduced the whole concept of the golden goal. So if it's a draw at the end of time, it can't be a draw, and you don't play extra time, you just like, the golden goal. And it's like, oh God, honestly. Yeah,
I think they're going to take all the fun out of it. They're going to take all the fun out of it. And it's...
Yeah, sorry, America.
So no, you can't come to the party.
You can watch.
You can watch, but you can't come.
Other news, let me find it, because I went off it to look up the name of the song, is controversy already from Belarus.
Yes.
So the EBU have told Belarus to change their song or they'll be disqualified. And that is because they have a detailed set of rules from section 2.7 of the Respect for ESC and EBU Values.
Yeah, I remember.
And it says, no lyrics, speeches. Well, I mean, we all know. I don't know why I'm reading it out. No lyrics, speeches, gestures of a political or commercial or similar nature shall be permitted during the Eurovision Song Contest. Clearly, Madonna didn't read that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the song has been criticised because it has lyrics that are potentially have political undertones mocking the Belarusian pro-democracy movement. So the EBU are like, no. We got burned by Madonna. We're not doing that again.
And who was it who did... Was it the Ukraine that did We Don't Want to Putin or something? Stop. What was that song called?
Really? Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, it was... Oh, God. I can't remember what it was called and who... I'm going to try and find it. But they did a song and it had, like, Putin, but it But it was basically saying, we don't want Putin. Don't want to put in is what it was. 2009 song by Stefan and 3G, and was to have been the Georgian entry to the Eurovision Song Contest 2009 held in Moscow. Yeah, and it's called We Don't Want to Put In, but obviously the way that they sang it sounded like We Don't Want Putin.
They're quite sneaky about that. So when Ukraine won, it was a song about like a Holocaust that happened decades ago.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was about now.
Yeah.
It was very thinly veiled.
So people have tried to do it for years. For years and got away with years it. And got away with it, exactly. But yeah.
I mean, that Ukrainian song won. I mean, yes. Let alone got yeah. into the contest. It won. Robbing Australia. I mean, not.
Yeah.
It's just, it was unfortunate that Australia didn't win that year.
Oh, that's such a good song. I was listening to that the other day.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
It's a good song.
I don't know why. Yes.
We're talking about The Sound of Silence, if you don't know.
Yes, I thought you were going to do some segue into me being quiet, but no.
No.
Yeah, so Georgia pulled out in 2009 as well because that song was banned. So if Belarus don't change it, they might pull out.
I imagine that's what will happen.
Yeah. Or they'll, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's nice right. though. I miss that, you know, controversy and stuff. So I'm glad that it's happening already and people aren't just being like, oh, we didn't get it last year. Let's all be nice and friendly for 2021. No, we want some stuff happening.
Now, on that, let's talk odds, because most of the songs are out there in the world. And so the bookies are doing their thing. And at the moment, they predict quite heavily that the winner is going to be Switzerland.
Wow.
They placed Iceland at 8th. And the United Kingdom at 21st, which is generally where we get placed, and we'd usually come last.
That's nice that they've given us 20. Who's below us? Belarus, obviously.
Australia is directly below us. Austria with Vincent Bueno. Oh, Vincent. Then Poland, Portugal, the Netherlands, Latvia, Georgia, Ireland, Natch, Israel, Denmark, Sweden. No, not Sweden, sorry. Serbia, North Macedonia, Germany. Belarus, Estonia, Spain, Czech Republic, Slovenia, Albania are all below the United Kingdom.
Wow.
At the moment. But yeah, it looks like a two-horse race between Switzerland and Malta.
Oh, interesting. Is it the same person for Malta? I know it's the same person for Switzerland.
It is, yeah. It's Destiny again.
Interesting. Well,
and here's what's really interesting. Both songs are in French. So Switzerland's song is called Tout l'univers, and Malta's song is Je me casse.
I think there might be a little resurgence of, there has started to be, but...
Yeah, well, in fourth place in the bookies' favourites is France with a French song, Voilà. And in fifth, Italy's song is in Italian. So I think the bookies are leaning on a non-English language song this year.
Interesting. Thank God I've been on the Duolingo learning the French. That's all I can say. I mean, that's obviously for when I speak to my husband, Tom Lieb. I've been learning French so that we can speak to each other.
Yes.
But and also been watching Call My Agent. I don't know if you've seen that on Netflix. Not yet. Obsessed. I mean, it's done now. It's 4 seasons. Watched it, loved it. Watch it. It's great for French as well. Great for learning your French. I'm glad I could add that non-Eurovision thing into our Eurovision podcast.
Yeah.
Right at the end. That's good. Okay. Well, we've got a lot to be cracking on with, haven't we?
We do. Well, and on that, Jerry.
Yes.
The last thing that we need to talk about this episode, just a mini episode, not like an hour and 10 minutes like the last one, is what if it goes wrong? So if coronavirus means there's no audience, essentially they're going to do like a pared down version of the contest. So they will use, I think, recorded live performances of the songs and sort of stitch it all together and have some cheer of it. Basically, they're ripping off Fantasy Eurovision. They're taking an idea and doing it for themselves.
We have got our lawyers involved. They're speaking to them now. we're going to get some royalties.
Oh, time and time again, Jerry, this happens to us. We're like, oh, let's do this really clever thing. And someone will go, wow, you're really clever. We'll put you in charge. No, they just steal ideas.
They just steal it. So
I wonder if the BBC's version of this podcast is still running.
Yeah, well, I mean, it shouldn't be. So there we go. Got much to say on that. Get us in, BBC. We know what we're talking about. We're fun. We actually like Eurovision. We're not doing it just as a job because we're not getting paid. So, you know, get us in and pay us. Just imagine what content we'd come out with then.
If we had some money.
If we had some money. Yes.
With that in mind, and the fact that last year we nearly died, we are planning something fun, but hopefully less grand.
Yes.
And we are calling it, we think, working title. How can I put reverb on? Hang on, I'm just going to try this. I don't know if this is going to work.
Turn your reverb up. It's all right. I'll add it in post. I'll add it in post, babe.
I'll turn it back down then. Ultimate Eurovision. We have no idea if that worked, but
it will. It will. I'll fancy it up, babe. Fancy it up.
Okay.
Cannot wait. Yes, we have big plans, but not as big as last year. Well, no, that's a lie. I think it is going to be as epic as last year, but it's going to be less work for us. I think that's
the plan.
Yeah, less work.
I don't know. I've been thinking about that though. We have the plan is pared down for sure. Yeah.
If you just heard,
however, we have we.
But somebody just rang my doorbell, but I'm ignoring it, just so that you know. I know.
Okay, you can go if you want.
No. I think it's just my HelloFresh box. So. It's fine. Sorry. Where were we? Ultimate Eurovision.
I was saying that we've it's pared down. It's like it's going to be 12 countries, not 41. But we are doing it all live.
Yeah.
So I think it will be hard, just in a different way.
Yeah. We'll have a tech run. We're going to have a tech run for us. I don't care about them, the people performing. They can do what they like. If it goes wrong, that's Eurovision. But as long as we get our stuff right.
Babe.
we'll get Derek involved doing stage management. We'll thank him at the credits at the end. Well, we have it.
So the wheels are in motion. Wheels are in motion. We are bullying volunteers as we speak. And we will reveal more about how it's going to work once we have secured those volunteers and we know that it is, in fact, going to work. But stay tuned. And the main things that we're doing is we're doing less countries. We're doing live performances. And that is, A, there's less work for us. And B, YouTube don't turn it off after 20 minutes for copyright infringement.
Exactly.
Oh, so having done shit tons of work, it's not for nothing. That's the plan, guys.
That is the plan, and it's going to work, and I'm excited. Well, here we are, back in the Eurovision swing. Cannot wait for all this has in store this year.
Episode 2, we're going to talk about Eurovision tributes from last year, and our regular spots will be back. What should James Newman do, man? Stop licking your face. And parish notices, and I'm sure there are other spots, and they will come up ad hoc as we remember they exist.
Yeah, exactly. As we go. Fabulous. Well, it's been a pleasure being back with you, Michael. And
you, Jerry.
Cannot wait. Let's do this.
Boom.
See you all next time.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Bye.